بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب جواز الأخذ من غير المسألة ولا تطلع إليه. The chapter on the permissibility of taking that which comes without asking for it and without expecting it. Previously we did where a person was going around and asking, and when it becomes permissible for a person to ask, and under one condition a person is allowed to ask. And we also did the way a person is giving, he should go and do homework, investigation, find out who is the real poor people, and make it an effort to go and help these people. This is part of giving our sadaqah, giving our zakat, giving our charity, etc. Part of the work of giving the zakat also is investigation, finding out. Not that we do a detailed audit on a person, no. But we do necessary inquiries to see that who is poor, who is deserving, and then we give it. Not the first person comes to our door, we find it easy, now we just give it to that person. But really, who is in need, we make an effort, we find out and we give these type of people. Today we do another hadith, this another section. One hadith comes under the section, and that is that the permissibility is permissible for you to take. You had no desire in your heart for that item. Somebody brought a gift and gave it to you. You didn't desire it. You were not expecting it. In other words, you are not desirous of it, that I hope this person give me something, or that person give me. It didn't happen like that. On the own, the person brought the thing and gave it to you as a gift, and it came without you asking for it. Now in the hadith we are taught, that type of thing you must take. Don't refuse it. As we have seen in today's hadith, you never asked for it, it came to you, don't refuse it. Sometimes you find one person is giving another person a gift, he says, no, he feels shy. In the hadith we are taught that you didn't desire it, you didn't ask, on his own that person has brought the gift and gave it to you, then we should accept it. Yes, we'll find there is one exception, where a person fears that if I take a certain gift from a certain person, he's going to brag about it. He's going to tell the whole town that I gave this person a gift, and he's going to try and get some mileage out of it, what we know as politicking, try and take some type of mileage and take it, some leverage out of the fact that he gave you a gift. Then you're allowed to refuse a gift where you have that doubt. But if it's just a general gift from one brother to another brother, in the hadith is teaching us, Shariat is teaching us, that accept it, make him happy. Afterwards, if you want to give it now in charity, you give it in charity. But don't refuse the gift that your brother is giving you without you being desirous of it also, and without you asking for it. An Sali ibn Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, an Abihi Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, an Umar radiallahu anhu, qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'tini al-ata'. فأقول أعطه من هو أفقر إليه مني فقال خذه إذ جاءك من هذا المال شيء وأنت غير مشرف ولا سائل فخذه فتموله فإن شئت كله وإن شئت تصدق به وما لا فلا تتبعه نفسك قال سالم فكان عبد الله لا يسأل أحدا شيئا ولا يرد شيئا أعطيه متفق عليه. See the lineage of this family. When a person, Allah Ta'ala has written hidayat for a person, he can be going out to do the worst of actions. But if hidayat is written in his hand, you'll find that Allah Ta'ala will give him hidayat, and he is firm on it, and his son will have that level of hidayat. He's firm, his son will have it. In other words, father, son, grandson, all of them are firm on deen. So we are speaking about Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, his son Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, and his grandson, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, grandson, Hazrat Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. So he's the narrator of this hadith, Salim, who is the grandson of Hazrat Umar. So Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates from his father, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give me a gift, and I would say, give it to someone else who is more in need of it than I am. So his niyat was good. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give me a gift. I will tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give it to someone else who is more needy than me. In other words, his niyat was, there are other people that are more deserving. Rather you give it to them. This was his retort or his reply to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would say, take it. When any such wealth comes to you without you asking for it, without you desiring it, then you should take it and include it as part of your wealth. Take it, make it part of your wealth. You didn't ask for it, you didn't desire for it. Take it and make it part of your wealth. In other words, now it's in your ownership. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him a formula. He says, now, if you then choose, you may eat of it or you may give it in charity. Now if you choose, you may use what is given to you, you may eat of it, you may give it in charity. But you took it from your brother. Why? It came to you without you asking for it and without you desiring for it. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then goes on to say, but whatever does not come to you, do not ask for it and do not wish for it. Do not hanker after it. Here means that do not desire for it. Do not chase for it. What hasn't come to you, leave it. That wasn't meant for you. It didn't come for you. Don't desire for it. Don't chase it. So Hazrat Salim Rahmatullah alayhi narrates that my father, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him this, he would therefore not ask anyone for anything, nor would he refuse anything that was given to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him one time this, that something comes to you without you asking for it, without you desiring it, then take it. And if it doesn't come for you, doesn't come to you, don't even ask for it. So thereafter his lifelong practice was such that he never asked anybody for anything, and nor did he refuse anything that anybody gave him when he didn't ask for him. So sometimes a person has to use his brain, his mind. He understands that he is in a position that requires a lot of amanatdari, requires a lot of honesty, requires a lot of a person to be very responsible. Then sometimes a person gets gifts from the outside. Why? People maybe want contracts, they want some benefits from his company. So then in a case like that where a person is suspicious that these gifts that are coming in are actually bribes, they are not real gifts that are coming in to me, then he's allowed not to accept it. Because he knows that he is the one that now is going to approve of the tenders, he is the one that's going to approve of the contract, he is the one that is going to give the increases. So when he is getting those gifts and he's suspicious now that these gifts perhaps are coming for some ulterior motives, then Sharia doesn't mind. Actually it's a good thing at that point a person doesn't accept. A person is a judge, and now there's a case coming up, and there a person who never used to give him gifts normally, it wasn't such, he had no relationship with that person, now suddenly the gifts start coming. For that judge to accept the gift also is not right. Why? Because when he's going to preside over the case, it's going to affect his decision making. That independence now is going to be marred by the fact that he took some financial benefit from that person. So therefore, where there is some type of independence threat, then the person doesn't accept a gift. But generally, the hadith is speaking about general, where you got a community, you got family, you got brothers, sisters, etc. Then a gift comes, don't refuse it, irrespective of how small that gift is. Two things will happen. One, you keep the person's heart. The person will give you the gift, you'll keep his heart. Secondly is, you'll be accepting something, and you will be keeping, one is the heart of the person, and one is you'll be upholding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the most important thing. That this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then don't refuse anybody. And you take it, later on you want to give it away, no problem. This is the style of the pious people. Many times people come and give them things, and they got the heart that they also want to give. So when that person is gone, they thank the person, everything. Next person comes, they find that this person is deserving. Immediately they give it to the next person. They don't keep it. It comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes like that. But all the time they are taking without refusing, and they are also giving all the time. So you find this is the beautiful system of our deen. As we know, today is Friday. From now already mentally we should start preparing for Jummah Salah, how we can make it early for Jummah Salah. And we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also. Especially in these times, we must recite Suratul Kahf. And also one thing we should do is, after Asr Salah, before Maghrib Salah, try and take advantage in making dua. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.